Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday here in the San Francisco Bay. Dan, the Produce Man, here with you, and today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Buck, Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays Snack with Impact. Yes, folks, it's a lovely day here in the San Francisco Bay, and we have a special treat for you today because my longtime produce pal for, eons and eons, and host of the Global Fresh series here on the Produce Industry Podcast is Juanita Gallo. And our guest, Pam Kolachuk, from Peak of the Market, providing fresh produce from growers and suppliers all through Canada and the United States. Pam, welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays. And Juanita, thank you for joining me.
I'm happy to be here with Pam.
I'm excited to be here with the both of you today on Friday.
Well, Pam, why don't you tell us what's going on at Peak of the... Why don't you tell us what Peak of the Market is? You know, it's such a cool name.
For sure. So Peak of the Market is a grower-owned wholesale distributor packer grower. We have 11 growers that we work with right here in Manitoba that own Peak of the Market. And we sell all vegetables within the produce aisle, as well as grow all vegetables in the produce aisle in field here in Manitoba.
Peak of the Market is really cool because you have everything from, like your website says, asparagus to zucchini, everything in between. But you're very potato heavy, aren't you?
Yes, we're very potato heavy. We're very passionate about our potatoes. We grow every type and kind. So we have creamers, fingerlings, whites, reds, yellows, and russets. And most of them are, well, all of them are grown in southern Manitoba in the Winkler area. So that way there's easy distribution and packing between the south and western and eastern Canada. We're kind of centrally located in a way to easily move potatoes around the country.
Potato passion. I like that. So, but you also move produce throughout the United States as well.
Yeah. So we, about 40% of what we grow actually goes into the United States. And the majority of it is potatoes, onions, and organics. So we do a lot of organic potatoes as well, I guess, and organic onions. So that's a lot of the product that we're moving into the U.S. Sometimes cabbage as well, depending on what, you know, it's needed, but it's mostly, yeah, potatoes and onions. Mm-hmm.
Food service, retail, wholesale, yep. Into the wholesale markets, jobbers, retail stores.
In Canada, we supply every retailer, and in the U.S., we supply retail as well as a lot of repackers and food service.
All right, folks, Peak of the Market, and you're going to be at the Canadian Produce Marketing Association convention here coming up on the 23rd of April. So what can folks expect there? Some of your growers are going to be there as well?
Some of our growers will be there. They love talking to our retail and food service customers at CPMA. So they come out and are there. And we also kind of set up a produce aisle within our booth to showcase all of the product that we sell and that we can support retail and food service with. So we'll have growers there from Traeger Farms, Southern Potato, Hespler Farms, and Haskett Growers. So they're large growers that supply a lot of key people within Canada and the U.S. So they like being able to go out and meet people because most of the times people don't come to the farm to meet them. So this way they can go out and see them.
Key potato people.
Yeah, these growers, will they be staggered? They're not going to be there together, I take it. You're going to have...
Oh, no, they're all going to be there together.
Oh, wow, that's even more exciting. Are they going to be there through the entire time of the show?
Yeah, so they should be there all day Wednesday. Well, the show starts at, I think, 1:30 on Wednesday. So on Wednesday for the show, as well as all day Thursday, they will be there for the majority of the time.
That is fantastic, because to our listeners, you want to make sure that as soon as those doors open, the doors open at 1:30, at 2 o'clock, the Produce Industry Podcast team will be at that booth getting everyone together for photos. You have an incredible photo booth. It looks like a lot of fun, that people can capture their memories and start the show on a right note with a photo with a grower. And I love some of the props you have there. So I'm looking forward to that.
We are as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to take a picture in a field without having to be physically in a field.
Oh boy. I have to commend your event programmer for this, because to get all those growers there together at one time, that's a heck of a task. It really is. So I have to commend whoever put that. Is that you, Pam? Is it
It's Taylor, our director of marketing and communications, okay. Supports them. We try to make, as well as Lexi, my executive assistant, and ensuring that it's the easiest way possible for them to get there and be there. We dress them. We do have. We
That's
tell
what
them
I'm wondering. I'm just a little pitchfork. Yeah.
Oh boy! They must love that.
These are all potato growers, correct?
Yes, all of them are potato growers this year. We did have a summer crop grower last year attend, and he found it very interesting. But at the same time, this year in Manitoba, our weather has been a bit different. We're a lot warmer right now. So we're actually looking at getting into the field the end of next week and the week of CPMA. So it just wasn't possible for a summer crop grower to be there, because he'll be physically in the field planting cabbage and cauliflower, leeks, kale, all of those things. So
wow,
your booth's going to be really active with all these people here.
Yes, it will be really active. Yeah. And we also have our sourcing manager that will be there as well. She sources product outside of our shareholders, so outside of our growers, because we do work a lot with Canadian growers and American growers in order to help get their product into Canada and support that produce aisle 12 months of the year. So she'll be there, and Ryan French, our VP of sales, will also be in the booth. So.
And your sourcing person is?
Oh, our sourcing person is Elizabeth Southby.
See, okay, folks, got to stop by and see Lexi, Taylor, Elizabeth, Pam, and Ryan at the booth.
I believe we are 981.
931. I've been saying on the shout outs.
931. Okay, that one.
Hey, 931, folks, 931, and you're going to be having
2
fun.
2 o'clock.
Folks, we're talking with Pam Kolachuk with Peak of the Market Produce. Juanita here is with me too, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package pack, so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunray's grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Pam Kolachuk is with us. Juanita Gallo, Peak of the Market
Produce. And the
produce.
Potatoes are with us.
Yes, that's right. Booth 931. 931 at the Canadian Produce Marketing Association Convention. Coming up, April 23 to 25, just around the corner. Pam, you must be excited. Juanita, you're excited?
I am. Yeah, I haven't been to CPMA for a while, and I love potatoes. There are so many different types of potatoes. That can you tell us something about what seem to be the most popular? What kind of potatoes are for cooking? What kind are for boiling or stews? I mean, I'm sure that you have a variety of different types.
Yes, we do, Juanita. And we are looking forward to CPMA. It's one of my favorite conferences every year because it's the regroup of the produce industry. You know, you get to see friends and people that you haven't seen, and It seems like forever. I mean, at Peak, we're very passionate about our potatoes. You know, what's hot right now, I would say, is creamers and fingerlings. People are looking at, you know, the smaller portion or the smaller potato to make it easier to cook, especially with, you know, the air fryer craze that's going on. You can easily cook us a fingerling or a creamer in an air fryer. A russet does very well in there as well. And we always love our yellows to be mashed because they always look creamy with some butter and dill. Those are, you know, some of the key things that we're looking at this year, as well as expanding within our fingerling market and creamer market. But we, you know, in Manitoba, everybody loves russets. It seems to be the common thing in Western Canada.
It seems russets are more of a baked potato. Or they're the one for the being the baked potato. And during the winter, I bet that'd be a really good comfort food.
It is a very good comfort food. Yeah. And I would say during the summer, it's great on the barbecue. Right?
Barbecue, one of the best. I mean, I know it's good for fries, but tell me how you do that. How do you barbecue a
You put it in foil.
Oh, doesn't that foil the whole thing?
Foil. You can put it you can also do it in those grid pans. If you have them in the Bay Area, cut them up, season them, stick them on your grill pan, on your barbecue, on your egg, whatever you're using.
Hey, look, the all-around spud, man. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with it.
I love to put cheese, melted cheese on there. Different types. You know, Pam, are you familiar at all with raclette out of Switzerland?
I am not. Is that a
cheese? Oh, my gosh. Raclette is a national Swiss dish where they have the little squares. You put the cheese. It's not fondue. It's you put the cheese in the squares and you put it in this, you know, kind of melts the cheese. But what comes with raclette, what people love are potatoes. I think there's some other ones, most fingerlings. So I really relate potatoes with cheese on it. I love it. It's so yummy.
There's your new marketing campaign right there. You come up with the potatoes and cheese raclette for Peak of the Market produce.
You can't have raclette without potatoes. That's a must.
Yeah, you're going to have to look up that recipe and look up what raclette looks like from a potato
standpoint. So a lot of processing potatoes as well as retail potatoes. I mean, fingerlings are great in food service. Certain chefs want those, that's for sure. Yep. Russets are all over food service.
Yep.
Chipper varieties are all over food service. And then, you know, your reds and your yellows are there. They're in there, but they're also big in retail. So what is your biggest customer base? Would it be, or is it just evened out across the board?
I would say retail is our biggest customer base.
Okay.
Yeah. Reds and yellows in retail is our biggest customer base.
Gotcha. And how do you merchandise them?
We usually, they're in 5, 10, 15, and 20-pound bags. So a lot of times we try to do it in poly that's fully recyclable so that way you can see the product. So some areas of the country, and I know in the U.S. as well, they've changed to those paper bags, but you can't see what's in the bag. So we still love our poly in Western Canada. And, you know, we've transitioned to make sure that it's fully recyclable, but then you can also be able to see what you have in the bag. And when you have a really beautiful potato in a bag, you want to be able to see it. True. You don't want to hide that potato.
Yeah, I mean, packaging for potatoes is all over the place over the years. I've seen it just change dramatically. Some paper bags with a mesh window, I remember those quite a bit, even in 50-pound sacks. And then you've got, like you said, the all paper, so you can't see it. Of course, the typical brown plastic bag with the holes and burlap.
Burlap. Burlap bags.
You know, which would be kind of cool to bring that back with a little bit of a window in that as well. It would just kind of give it the good old potato feel and keep out the light. But we're not just potatoes here at Peak of the Market. It's all produce. Everything you that we can think of.
Will you have other produce items there outside of potatoes?
Yes, we will have. So at CPMA, we set up our booth like a produce aisle so you can see every single type of vegetable that we sell. We also do fruit in order to support our retailers. So one of the interesting things we have right now in our distribution center is grapefruit, which is not a common thing here.
And in Canada.
Yeah, you don't grow them in Canada.
I love grapefruit.
So our produce display at CPMA will have everything from fresh asparagus to zucchini, eggplant, field cucumbers, radishes, which is one of my favorite vegetables, which is totally, I would say, undermarketed within the produce industry.
I agree.
Well as carrots and leeks and kale. Those are all key things for us. And onions. We always do lots of onions, turnips, sure, rutabagas. We also do celery root, which is a unique.
I like celery root.
Yeah.
Very good.
It sounds like all the things good that I like to eat.
Yeah. We're great for the vegetarian diet.
Wow, that's good.
The Mediterranean diet sounds
good. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, fantastic. Booth 931, April 23rd to 25th at the Canadian Produce Marketing Association Convention in Vancouver, all the way on the west coast of Canada. So get your ears up there and check it out without a doubt.
Get your picture taken and post it on LinkedIn.
Oh, there you say.
Get your picture taken. Peek at the market.
There you go, folks. You can't go wrong with that. Pam Kolachuk, Peak of the Market, thank you for joining us today. And Juanita Gallo, thank you for sitting in with me today here on Fresh from the Field Fridays.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, folks, be sure to tune in to the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube and the Produce Industry app. Don't forget that. Download that now on your tablet, on your smartphone, on your watch, your washing machine, wherever you can download an app. That app. That's for sure. And be sure to check out the Global Fresh series with Juanita Gallo, The History of Produce with John Papp. And be sure to check out my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. And all my social media can be found at dantheproduceman.com.
Okay, make sure you come and visit us at booth 931 and take a picture in a beautiful cabbage field.
Oh, in a cabbage field. All right, I wish I was going. All right, folks, until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it peak of the market fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.